The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. After seeing two denied grant applications, Ben Reinbolt, Director of Engineering and Public Works for the City of Terrace, gave an update on the Landfare Corridor Improvement Plan. Reinbolt started by explaining when the plan was first established.
Discussions of that need and then improvements for Landfare Hill in general, definitely back to 2017, which is, I believe, when the Transportation Master Plan was completed. I'm sure it predates that, but it was identified as a necessary project at that time. What needed to be done exactly had probably last year was when it really started to take off. Specifically, the multi-use pathway on Landfare was in 2022 when that approach started to be explored. I think the roundabout predates that. The project as a whole in 2022 would be when it started to take shape.
Reinbolt also went on to explain why the plan was identified as a necessary step.
Without diving into the details of the master plan, I think the biggest need is just recognizing that the growth and the development on the bench, specifically traffic headed along McConnell and hitting the stop sign trying to turn onto Thomas. The wait times there can be pretty significant, and with the development on that side of the bench, it will only get kind of worse with time as the population increases and the density increases there.
With a roundabout being designed for the top of Landfare Hill, Reinbolt talked about the other three components of the plan.
It would be the elevated multi-use pathway on Landfare Hill, which would be a 3-meter-wide paved pedestrian pathway on the inside edge of Landfare Hill. So rather, on the outside where the sidewalk currently is, it'd be brought to the inside edge and then raised above to kind of act as a buffer between traffic and pedestrians. There was also shoulder improvements, which, similar to the gabion baskets that were installed along Landfare Hill, adding more of those to areas as needed to ensure that the shoulder is stable. It also included a crosswalk at the bottom of Landfare.
Reinbolt went on to explain the progress made on the plan so far.
Currently, we have a conceptual level design completed for the raised multi-use pathway, which is typically a requirement for any grant applications, that you have a certain amount of design and engineering work done in advance. So we also have a budget set to bring that design for the multi-use pathway to detailed design. For the roundabout, the design is underway. It's currently at 50% completed and moving towards the 85% mark in the next month or so. So having these projects designed and shelf ready is something that improves our odds of having a successful grant application.
So while they're still finalizing the designs, Reinbolt was still able to provide cost estimates on the proposed changes.
So the most recent cost estimates showed the Landfare pedestrian walkway, which is the multi-use raised pathway, estimated cost at $4,090,000. The Landfare shoulder improvements would be $550,000. And the Cooper Landfare McConnell roundabout would be $1,860,000.
With the timeline of the projects being dependent on grant funding, Reinbolt explained the next steps to determine the future of the plan.
Where the projects stand right now, we have them in 2024 in our 5-year capital plan, but the funding source was the grant. It was pending the grant application approval. So where these projects land on our 5-year plan now is something we'll get into in budget time here in the upcoming months, and plan for sort of where they land in our large list of capital projects.
Currently, the 2023-27 capital plan estimates a total $28.8 million budget for general capital projects. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.